This is Jeff Maciolek with the FileMaker File. This podcast focuses on how email marketing can help small businesses and other organizations create stronger relationships with their customers. We'll also cover some of the tips for great email marketing. In fact, at the end of our podcast, we're going to give you the address of a website where you can download a free how-to guide called How to Start Email Marketing in 10 Easy Steps. It's worthwhile reading for both novices and people who've already tried email marketing. Joining us today are two guest experts. We'll meet Tara Minnick, co-owner of Tara Bella Winery in Santa Rosa, California, who will talk about how her business successfully uses email marketing to build a loyal customer base and efficiently market the right products to the right customers. But before we talk with Tara, we're going to hear from an email marketing expert. Beth Nagengast is Product Marketing Manager for FileMaker Incorporated, developer of the popular database software FileMaker Pro. Beth, what exactly is email marketing?
Well, email marketing refers to the communication that businesses have with their current customers and their prospects who have given permission to receive information from the company via email. This information usually complements their other marketing vehicles. It talks about special offers, news updates, announcements on products or services.
So how prevalent is email marketing these days?
Well, it's really a growing trend. You probably know that just from the amount of email you get into your inbox every day. A recent poll conducted by a research firm, Greenfield Online, found that 51% of small businesses are either using email marketing or considering using it in the next year. Now, of course, that means that half of these businesses are not doing any email marketing and are not even considering it. So if you happen to be part of that latter group, it's great that you're listening to this podcast because you can actually be up and running with all the tools you need to get started today.
So why would a company want to go with email marketing other than low cost? Why has it become so popular?
Well, from a strategic point of view, it really has to do with building a base of loyal customers with whom you have a strong relationship. I think we'd all agree that a strong relationship with loyal customers is at the core of any successful small business. And in fact, it's one of the biggest advantages a small business has over a large company. And many small businesses still don't maximize this advantage because it can take a lot of time. But email marketing is so efficient, not only cost-wise, but in the time that it takes to produce an effective campaign, you can reach out to thousands of customers with a personalized message targeted directly to them. And as I said, not only can you do this cost-effectively, it really only takes minutes. And for many small businesses, time is one of the most valuable resources they have.
So what does it take for a company to get up and running with email marketing capabilities? Is it difficult?
Well, it's an awful lot easier than it used to be. Basically, we have products now that are designed to take advantage of email marketing, and FileMaker Pro is one of those products, of course. Pretty much all you need to get started is an internet connection, an email address, and a copy of FileMaker Pro, and you're ready to go.
Before we get into the details of what it takes to run a successful email marketing effort, let's spend some time with someone who's been on the front line of email marketing. Tara Minnick is the co-owner of Tara Bella Winery, a small Sonoma Valley winery in Santa Rosa, California, that caters to upscale wine customers. Tara Bella sells out every year primarily through their wine club. Welcome, Tara. Thanks for joining us to bring some real-world examples of email marketing to our listeners.
Hi, it's great to be here.
So can you tell me, when did you start using email marketing for your business, and how did it start working out for you? What was your initial reaction?
We started using email marketing as soon as we bought the program, which would have been last October. My initial reaction was how easy and fast it was. It really surprised me.
Hmm. Can you give us some examples of email campaigns that really worked for your business?
Well, the first one that we did, which was last November, Tara Bella, we released 13 verticals for sale. And they were $675 each to all of our wine club members. I spent about 15 minutes putting the email campaign together on the vertical release, and the response was immediate and unbelievable. I could not believe I had so many responses within minutes. And we sold all 13 of them within 24 hours.
Wow.
So the sales impact was just incredible.
Wow, that's pretty amazing for 15 minutes of effort.
It was great. It was great.
So I'm not really much of a wine expert myself. Can you give me a quick idea of what a vertical actually is?
A vertical is all of the wine produced that we've produced since we've been in business. So it was actually 8 bottles of wine, and it's a year vintage from every year.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting. So I've got a question. Other than generating increased sales, which it sounded like worked great for you, what other kinds of impacts have you had with the email marketing in your business?
Without a doubt, email marketing has created closer ties with our customers, our wine club members. A good example is if you mail a letter, there's really no easy way that customer can respond without picking up the phone or writing a letter. With email, they can respond instantly. And that's what I've seen over the last few months. As soon as I send out an email blast, I get responses instantly. My mailbox just fills up. And what I've found is that our customers really want to hear from us. And it's a lot easier way to communicate is through email.
What was it like using a technology solution that's based on a database?
Well, I've really never used a database before. But FileMaker Pro's technology is above all very simple to use. We bought a solution called Winery Pro, which is a solution that is based on FileMaker Pro. And it's really it's been very easy to use. I've been very impressed with it. I was able to start using it on the first day, and I'm definitely not a technology expert.
Wow. So now that you've, seen the light and have started using this kind of technology, can you imagine what your business would be like without this, without the email marketing capabilities that you've got now?
No, I can't. And email marketing is really, for me now, is not an optional business capability. It's become a core part of our operation. It's such an efficient way to manage your time, especially when there's not a lot of employees. So you really have to be time efficient. And you have to do it right. It has to be easy to do, or it will take you away from your other business.
So doing it right, that's a very important an important point. And that brings us actually to our next subject. How do you do email marketing the right way? Beth, can you give us some quick tips on getting started on the right foot?
Well, I think the most important thing is to start off with the right tools or the right building blocks so that you can start out very easily. And then you can build on what you've started with, and you don't have to start all over once your company gets bigger or you decide you want to change the way you're doing things. So that foundation, I think, is the most important. And here's a couple things that you want to make sure you have. The first, and most of you who are listening to a podcast probably have this one covered, a Mac or Windows computer is the first thing. An internet connection you probably have taken care of as well. And an email account. Those are three very important capabilities that would not allow you to start email marketing if you didn't have that taken care of. But the most important tool, in my opinion, is getting an easy-to-use database product. And, of course, FileMaker Pro is my favorite. But it's just so important that you have a central repository, a place where all of your email addresses and names and phone numbers can be stored. And not having them in 5 different places, but having them all in one product, and FileMaker allows you to do that.
So you said easy to use. Now, I know that in a lot of cases, easy to use in a computer is kind of a relative term. What do you mean by easy to use?
Well, Tara really, really said it straight from her mouth, is that you don't have to be a technology expert to make it work. So when I say easy to use, I mean that you can take the database, the software, and install it, configure it yourself in minutes, not in hours and not in days, And it means being able to customize it so that it's tracking the type of information. In Tara's case, she's tracking wine. Someone else might be selling teddy bears. So it really has to be able to be customized to track the things that you have built your business around. And it really needs to be able to be tweaked without you having to have a degree in computer programming or having to hire an expensive expert to come to your office. So when I say easy, I'm talking easy to install, easy to configure, easy to customize, and most importantly, as I mentioned before, it needs to be able to grow with your business so that it can scale and change as your business grows and changes.
So if you're storing customer information and lots of different fields of customer information, wouldn't spreadsheets work almost as well as something like FileMaker Pro?
The short answer is no. Spreadsheets were really designed for crunching numbers and financial information, and along the way, people started using them to track all sorts of information, and they're really a tool that's really not meant for managing contacts, tracking projects, and assets. It's really for number crunching, and it's a great tool for that. So leave the spreadsheets to crunching the numbers. Get all of your contact information, all your other company details into a database. Now, there's good news. If you actually have your information in, say, Excel, you can simply drag your Excel file onto the FileMaker Pro icon, and we'll instantly convert all that information into a FileMaker database. You don't have to do any re-entry of the data, and all your information is there without having to do any rekeying.
Well, that saves an awful lot of time for a lot of people, I bet.
Yeah, and we actually have, if you have your information in other products like the Palm address book, which a lot of people have, their information in their Outlook address book. So if it's in there electronically, we can pretty much, you can export it to a format that FileMaker will support, and we can pretty much get all your data into FileMaker without you having to redo anything.
So we've gotten out of Excel, or you've started with FileMaker Pro, and so you've got the right tools. Now what do you do?
Okay, well, the guide that I wrote covers 10 key steps that I think you should take that have been proven over the years to work. And the first of those 10 steps is consolidating all of your customer names into one place. Many of us have sticky notes on our monitors, and you've got handwritten phone numbers on the cover of your phone book. You've got business cards tucked in your wallet. Some of us have names in Quicken, or they're in Outlook. I mean, really, you name it. We could probably all sit down and think of contact information that we have in maybe five or more different programs. So the first challenge and the most important thing to get a successful program in place is to get all that information into one place. As I mentioned earlier, for all your electronic files, you can export them into a format that FileMaker can import, and you'll have all that information.
Okay, now that you have all of your users and all of their contact information in FileMaker Pro, what do you do next? Where do you go from there?
Well, the second thing is to actually build out that email list. You might have all your customers from Quicken and Outlook and all those different places in FileMaker now, but chances are, since you haven't done a lot of email marketing in the past, you might have a lot of blanks in the email field in your database. We've got to get all those blanks filled in with the person's email address, and then we have to start building the list for all the people that we don't already have in the computer. So building your email list is the next most important step. And what I would like people to do is to use every single opportunity you have to build your email list. And this can be very simply every phone call that comes in, you could say, would you like to sign up for our email list to receive discounts? And most people will say yes, or if they say no, then that's okay too. If you're not a phone-based person, put a clipboard on your front counter that says sign up here for discounts and special offers via email. And you see this, you know, even if you go into some pizza parlors, it's just a little piece of paper taped to the counter, and that list is filled up with names. So it's really not hard. It's not expensive. If you don't have a storefront and you're not making phone calls, most likely you have a website. So you can put that same type of thing right on the homepage of your website and make it one of the most important things that you can do on your homepage to get that list beginning to be built.
So is that it? Is there anything else?
once you've got your list built, and of course you're never going to stop, it'll continue to be built, but once you have enough names together that you actually decide you're going to send your first message, you need to not just think about that first message that you're going to send, but think about the entire campaign. Think about the relationship that you're going to build with these customers. So you need to think about how frequently you're going to email them and what the content is. In the guide, I ask you to ask yourself several different questions about your customers. So you'll want to go through that and go through those questions so that you can figure out what your content mix is going to be. But you just want to make sure that every email isn't a promotional special offer buy, buy, buy. You want to have a blend of promotional content with editorial content so that people are always looking for your next correspondence because they actually value it. So the content mix is the third thing you want to think about.
Those are some very good points. Any other advice?
The fourth thing you need to do is to actually write a compelling email. The most important phrase in that email is the subject line, because if they don't open your message, they're never going to read the body copy. So the subject line is one of the most important things you should spend some time on. Now, it's okay to use the word free or special offer, but you want to make sure you're not overly exaggerating that with exclamation points and all caps so that it actually ends up in someone's junk folder. So do some testing with some of your friends and that don't already have your email address in their address book to make sure that those messages are actually getting through to your customers' inboxes. The second area that you want to work on is the body copy. Now, it's very important to make that body copy compelling enough to get someone to the point where they can act on your offer. So really get straight to the point and make your call to action very clear. One other thing that I've also found works really well is tell your customers what's coming next month or next time so that they're always looking forward to opening your next messages. So the subject line, the body copy, the call to action, and tell them what's coming next are really four important things that you want to think about when writing your email campaign.
All right, Beth, that was some very, very good advice. And I know that you mentioned that there are 10 points.
There are, and that was only four. So you'll have to download the email marketing guide to learn about all the rest of the steps, which are all very important and you don't want to miss out on them.
All right, and I'll be given that URL in just a moment. So thank you, Beth, and it's been great having you in this podcast. And Tara, as well, I'd like to thank you for giving us your real-world stories.
It's been great, and Beth really had some excellent points.
Thank you, and Tara, you've got it figured out, but if you're a small business owner out there and you haven't started email marketing yet, you really should take just a few hours, really, to download the free software. Get it installed in just a few minutes, and you can really start building a better relationship with your customers starting today.
All right. Thank you both. We've been talking with Beth Nagengast, Product Marketing Manager at FileMaker Incorporated, and Tara Minnick, co-owner of Tara Bella Winery, about email marketing and FileMaker Pro. You can find out more about email marketing by downloading a free how-to guide called How to Start Email Marketing in 10 Easy Steps by going to www.filemaker.com/EMK. You can also download a free 30-day trial of FileMaker Pro 8, which comes with a FileMaker Business Productivity Kit, a set of free FileMaker-based solutions and templates to help you run your business. And if you want to learn more about the Tara Bella Winery or the Tara Bella Wine Club, visit www.tarabellawinery.com, tarabellawinery.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on the FileMaker File.